Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie joins me on the line. I'm Kat. Let's have a look at what we've got to watch, and we're kicking off this week on Prime.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, we've got The Wild Season 1 and Season 2, and they are both out now on Prime. This one kind of slipped under the radar, but it's a great Castaway-style dark drama with a little bit of a twist. So a group of girls, some who know each other, others who don't, are sent by their parents to a retreat for various reasons, but they never arrive at the retreat after their plane goes down and they are stranded on an island. The girls fight to survive, all while dealing with the realities of being teenagers. But what they soon discover is that being on the island is an elaborate social experiment, and being rescued might not be their ultimate goal. Season 2 brings us more test subjects. This time the experiment takes on teenage boys and throws them into the fight for survival.
So this is a bit like Castaway, Lord of the Flies, and Lost. But their twist is that the first season was that it was just girls in the first season. And now we've got girls on one island, boys on another. Should we have a snippet from the trailer? This is The Wilds.
We are stuck here.
It's the 21st century. Okay, they will find us.
My life is out there a million miles away.
There was trauma. But being a teenage girl, that was the real living hell.
Death has been hanging over our heads.
And yet the only thing I seem to care about is love.
Isn't that what we're all afraid of? That we won't be loved?
So this is all written by a very versatile writer.
Yeah, you're right, Kat. The writer for this show is a lady named Sarah Stryker, who wrote Turning Red. That's the most recent Disney Pixar film, which sees a young girl turn into a red panda of all animals. But she was also involved in a little TV series called Drunk History, which quietly is my favorite thing to watch on YouTube, where storytellers get drunk and retell the history of something while famous actors reenact the history using the drunk person's words. Sounds a bit weird, but it's great. It's slightly different from The Wilds, but it gives you an idea of Sarah's range of abilities when it comes to writing for TV.
That's funny, actually. We don't talk about YouTube very often, or if ever, on Big Screen, Little Screen. It's not one of those services that we kind of mentioned. Maybe we should bring it up more. Maybe we should include it in a series that you can watch. This one is filmed in New Zealand.
Yeah, and it also has a multicultural cast. It has been praised for its diversity, with women from Indigenous backgrounds, as well as a storyline on a lesbian relationship. The cast is mainly from the US, but there are a few Aussies in there too. You know I love my Aussies. Rachel Griffiths is the most famous face in the show. She plays the woman in charge of this unethical social experiment. The show was filmed in New Zealand, and they actually used the same beach as the one in a Shania Twain music video. There's just a random fun fact for you.
Thank you. As I go through the whole Shania Twain collection trying to find that beach. That one is on Amazon Prime. It's The Wild, Season 1 and 2 out now. Let's jump over to Sky Show. What's out on Sky Show this week?
So we've got No Time to Die on Sky, and it comes out at the end of the week.
Oh, I saw this at the cinema.
Yeah, this is an all-star cast. It hits our small screen this week on Sky. It's got Daniel Craig, Rami Malek, Ana de Armas, and Christoph Waltz. James Bond is enjoying a tranquil life in Jamaica after leaving active service. However, his peace is short-lived as his old CIA friend shows up and asks for help. The mission leads Bond on the trail of a mysterious villain who's armed with a dangerous new technology.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
We used to be able to get into a room with the enemy. And now they're just floating in the ether.
When our secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of you.
Oh my God. Target enough people.
Remember, people become the weapon.
Who is he?
James, you don't know what this is.
This is the Bond movie that, of course, took forever to make, had the worst luck, broken bones, a change in director due to creative differences with the studio, and COVID to contend with. It did turn out to be a goodie, though. I did like it.
One worth catching, I think.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so that one, James Bond, No Time to Die, now available on Sky Show at the end of this week, along with lots and lots of other movies that are fairly recently at the cinema. So go check that one out. You've got a 7-day link if you want a trial for Sky Show on our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen. Susie, thanks for telling us what we can watch this week. Catch you same time next week.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the small screen.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.